This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Apparently, there's millions of people in India now. And Richie, you've got the story about this. We're going to get into it in a little bit. Who are stateless.
Wow.
And
I don't know, lucky guys?
We will talk about what that means on the way here. It is, by the way, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Adam.
Adam Kokesh back with us for a bonus night. Night number
can't
two.
Get away.
Mark
if
said,
I come all the way up here to Keene, I can't tear myself away that easily with another opportunity to hang out with you guys.
Appreciate it, man. Mark stepped away for the evening, but he's actually in the studio. And he's going to be like tweeting and, you know, social mediaing the toll free number here again, 855.
Maybe the Discord chat, maybe.
450-FREE. But, you know, let's talk about something that a lot of Americans, a lot of people in the world have in common, and that is they own smartphones. There's a lot of people. I believe last time I looked, it was like getting up towards 70%, and that was probably a couple of years ago. 60%, 70%. Tremendous.
Should I get out my smartphone?
Yeah.
And we know they're listening. Up to get the exact number.
I mean, have you had the experience where you will be talking about something with a friend, and then you get on your phone, and there's advertising that thing
that
you were talking about?
Not even just talking about it. I've thought it and have it popped up on my Facebook.
Whoa, that's pretty creepy.
Yep.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
It's kind of scary.
Well, maybe it's like I use Swipe and Google. I love it, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because they track that.
Communicate fast. Yep. Maybe they're like reading your brain subliminally from how you actually swipe and go,
no, the swipey data goes back to the server.
Sure. Oh,
no.
Like,
they know what
of
you're
doing. Yeah. Of course. But even, I'm thinking, like, even at a deeper level, they're like, well, he swerved slightly closer to this letter, so
maybe
he was thinking about this. Or he was.
It's like a Ouija board.
He's going to be thinking about this 10 minutes from now when we show him the ad.
Who knows where this is all going? But one thing's for sure now, according to the New York Post, Apple admits they let their contractors eavesdrop on Siri's sex recordings.
Yeah.
You heard about this?
Fun story. So here's the numbers. According to Google, when you Google how many Americans own a smartphone, the vast majority of Americans, 96%, now own a cell phone of some kind. The share of Americans that own smartphones is now 81%, up from just 35% in Pew Research Center's first survey of smartphone ownership conducted in 2011. This is June 2019.
Okay, so hold up. It was 90% or 81%?
It's 81% smartphones, 96% some kind of cell phone.
Oh, okay, so dumb phones included in that.
Feature
phones. Wow, that's incredible.
Featureless phones.
And by the way, you can still use cryptocurrency with a dumb phone, thanks to Cointext.io. They do some good work over there. But, you know, the whole Google Home, the Amazon, Alexa, the Siri, these assistants that are listening constantly, according to Nicholas Vega at the New York Post, sorry, we've been eavesdropping on your sex life.
Sorry, not sorry.
Apple on Wednesday apologized to its users for employing third-party contractors to listen to audio recordings picked up by its Siri voice assistant, including when the voice assistant program was accidentally triggered by muffled background noise. So I don't know how that works exactly, but I know that sometimes we'll just be in the studio talking about something that has nothing to do with Google, and my phone will light up. And the assistant will pop up. We weren't talking about Google, so like I don't know what triggers these things.
Are you ever not talking about Google?
See, and my phone
about
is
Google
so
right
old.
Now.
It's true.
My phone
Google,
is so
Google,
old that
Google.
I don't even have the assistant on there.
It's so what?
My phone,
old?
My oldest, my smartphone is so old that I don't even have the Google assistant on.
Well, I mean, you can shut it down. I think there are ways to shut it down, but that's just showing you that it's shutting down. It may not actually be shutting down.
Not.
It's probably running constantly. And so, according to the story, the practice in which Apple had contractors listening to recordings to grade Siri's performance made waves after a whistleblower said the voice assistant routinely recorded people having sex, as well as doing drug deals and discussing confidential medical information.
Oh, that's dangerous. That's got to be like a HIPAA violation in some level.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Apple said, quote, "We realize we haven't been fully living up to our high ideals, and for that, we apologize."
Well, okay, so
it could happen again. Yeah, but we're sorry for this time.
One of the problems with Siri from a technical standpoint is that it didn't really collect the data for any long period of time, which is why Siri's one of the lesser used voice assistants.
Wait, it doesn't collect data for a long period of time?
Well, it collects it, but Apple supposedly got rid of it. So Google
They were getting rid of it by giving it to contractors so they could listen to it.
Right, but Google Assistant, Amazon's Assistant, they all like collect the data and use that to improve the service. Whereas Siri has fallen behind technologically
because
they didn't have this mass of data to improve their service. So this might have been
they're trying to catch up
because Siri has fallen so far behind.
Wow.
Because Siri doesn't learn because it doesn't they never hang on to the data long enough for it to actually improve the service.
Well, hold on, we're talking about this as if these companies have absolute individualist kind of autonomy. I don't think that's fair to them in a sense or represents a fair understanding because they're so powerful now, all the tech giants, that they've, in a sense, in a lot of ways, become extensions of government. I mean, when they say, we didn't live up to our high ideals, you go, that sounds like a police department press release right there. Like, And when you have that kind of power, we've seen Google and the people behind Google pulling for Clinton in 2016, that I think they're under duress. There's so much duress involved here, or potentially, that the decisions made by these companies supposedly are really being made by the existing power players. If you're the Clintons and you're really behind that body count, I don't mean to get conspiratorial here, just looking at the actual power dynamics. Oh, if you want to stay in business, if you want to be the owners of Google, you're going to have to play ball a certain amount with government.
Well, there's
and
no doubt they're going to do what they're
that
told.
Up and up and up and up.
Yeah, as many cases as possible, they'll do what they're told. But they have pushed back, like in the area of encryption, right? Like where the police want them to put a back door into their encryption, and they
you
at
don't
least claim publicly.
All staged?
Yeah, I mean, they're claiming publicly they won't do
you're
it.
You're still believing what you read in the mainstream media.
Well, no,
lately?
I wouldn't come store on, anything you know? Important yeah, right. on a cell phone.
Well, even the big Apple encryption one was it wasn't even that they're pushing back against the police. They said, you guys tried too much first and, like, destroyed the encryption, right? Like, you destroyed the data before we could have gotten it off the cloud for you if you would have come to us first and asked us for that data.
Really?
Yeah, that was Apple's position in, I don't remember the actual, the victim involved there, but they said, no, we could have provided you the data because it's stored on the cloud, but you guys, you know, tried to break into the phone so much that it, you know,
it auto deletes it. Yeah.
So we don't even have it anymore.
Wasn't that the Muslim shooting in Southern California where they first became
San Bernardino?
Shooting? Yeah, San Bernardino shooting
at the government offices.
So with all the surveillance stuff, do you really think it's these companies determining the policy or the data collectors at the NSA? And really, that's the ultimate people who are pulling the strings in this arena, right?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, certainly based on the Snowden releases, you should believe that your cell phone is completely compromised. I mean, we've got a guy who hosts with us on Friday night, Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com and Freedom Decrypted. He's like a total Linux privacy geek, like to the max. Like he won't run a program on his phone unless, you know, you can actually read the code and he's actually read the code. Like he's
too
not
the worth
max.
The effort. It's not
yeah.
like
for
I,
most people. Yeah.
For well, for me, yeah.
But even
I don't
want
to. Yeah, I don't want to judge for him. But like, wow, yeah. that's what it takes.
Yeah. But like, yeah. Thank goodness people like that exist because they know what the best software is for privacy and that sort of thing. And the fact is, he'll tell you, you just can't have privacy on a cell phone.
Yeah. The
period.
That's the give up. Like that's the answer is the only privacy you have with the cell phone is when it's not in range of. Hearing you
of a tower,
that's
but even
it.
But it, right in range like, of hearing you, right?
There's nothing. The only encryption in the world today that you as a common consumer can have faith in has to be end-to-end offline, as in there's an air gap on either side. You encrypt with a device that's not connected to the internet. You thumb drive it to a device that is. You send it over the internet to one that is. And then it's thumb drive through an air gap to be decrypted. Other than that, you can never be certain because no device connected to the internet as we have it today you can say is 100% secure.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition here of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Do you like going to your job every day? If you have your own business, can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? Probably not. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, it's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking some cell phone-related news. Siri, which is Apple's assistant on their devices, apparently has been recording people having sex. Now, that's probably true also of the Alexa and all the other ones. And so, but Apple's now saying they're sorry because they let a contractor listen to the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not saying that the recordings aren't going to be made. They're not saying, you know, they're going to stop this policy. What they're going to stop doing is letting contractors listen to the recording. So according to the New York Post, Apple said they will only allow its own employees to review the audio recording. So now you can rest easy.
So they hire the contractors, make employee status, and just let them continue doing what
right.
they're doing.
Yeah, they could totally do that. So, since we're talking about cell phones, I want to tell you about GoDarkBags.com. There's only one way to get your phone off of the radar besides disconnecting the battery, and a lot of them you can't anymore. They're mm-hmm. sealed in the phone, mm-hmm. Is to put it into a Faraday cage, and that's what they offer over at GoDarkBags.com/FTL. Even if you put the phone in airplane mode, it still continues to track your location via GPS. And can then report that back as soon as you go out of airplane mode into wherever other, you know, signal that you're getting into. So if you want to prevent signals from reaching your phone and leaving your phone, just go to godarkbags.com/FTL. That's godarkbags.com/FTL. Let's go to Sam IM. He's on our Discord server calling us from Texas. Hello, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
So I watched the post that you did, Ian, on Freekeen that had Mark and Roger Ver talking about the early days of Bitcoin and Free Talk Live's involvement and how early you guys found out about it.
Yeah, it was one of our listeners. I think it was an amplifier who called in to tell us about this, you know, cool computer thing.
And that got me talking with Mark a little bit on Twitter. And when I look at Bitcoin, I really see it as a dead-end street. I think Bitcoin's running on the fumes of being of having the first mover advantage and
for sure.
name brand recognition.
That'll get you a long way, though.
And it has.
It will.
Yeah. You got a decade.
People still take aspirin.
I could see Bitcoin hitting $100,000 in the next few years, no doubt. But I think there's a far better opportunity that exists out there, and to a larger extent, what I want to kind of discuss is the difference between the proof of work algorithm that Bitcoin runs on and the flaws and limitations with that, and the paradigm shift that consensus algorithm that's used by Ripple and XRP.
Now, I know Sam is a former host, for those who don't recognize, this is Sam Dodson, from, like a decade ago, basically, on Free Talk Live. You certainly know you're talking to a general radio audience, so proof of work, all these things, you're going to have to define it and make it clear for people who've never even heard about Bitcoin before.
Sure thing. Yep. So the way Bitcoin works is it's based on this what's called proof of work algorithm, and you buy these boxes that are specifically made to run this computer code that essentially maxes out the CPU or the processing capacity of these little boxes. Now, these boxes cost $2,000. They're special hardware that's just for mining Bitcoin, which does two things. One, it's processing transactions. So when you're sending and receiving Bitcoin, it's the miners who are actually doing two things. They're ordering the transactions, putting them in time order, and they're ensuring that you don't have a double spend. This goes back to something called the Byzantine general problem.
And they get a hefty fee for that work.
They do. So that's the one of the other problems, I think, with proof of work is they're charging a fee on a per transaction basis, and the miners are keeping that fee. And then there are also what are called block rewards in every block that comes out. What is it for Bitcoin? Every
12.5 Bitcoin is rewarded roughly every 10 minutes. So every block that is mined by the miners, whoever finds the block or solves the problem that, you know, does the block and applies it to the blockchain, they're rewarded for quite a bit of money's worth of dollars worth of Bitcoin, 12.5.
And that reward creates an incentive that has centralized Bitcoin, in my opinion. And the reason is because those miners use a lot of electricity, so it has centralized mining into places with cheap electricity, and that's China right now. I saw an article recently that said 70% of the mining pools, which is another thing, you know, you can't plug in just one or two or ten of these boxes and expect to uncover your own block and reap the benefits.
Yeah, you have to join a pool in order to have a chance at finding a block, right?
At this point.
Exactly. And so what you have, or what we have today, is, in my view, a total failure of decentralization as Satoshi probably, you know, would have pictured it. Because you have 3 to 4 companies in China that control more than 51% of the mining. And that's a problem, because if you have control over that amount of the, what's called the hash power, or the calculations, I guess, that are securing the network, then you can go back and rewrite history.
Can we, at this point, with, you called it a total failure, can we just say that the market has spoken, considering the environment that Bitcoin exists in? Like, it's about as free market a currency as you can get right now. And if that has led to centralization, isn't that just a market phenomenon?
I don't think so. I think they are. It's an architecture failure.
Well, hold on. You can't say it is, with the electricity distribution being a product of government intervention.
That's what you're saying? Because
no, you couldn't say it's a pure product of the market regardless, because the biggest factor in concentrating hash power is where is electricity freely available.
Some governments actually subsidize it.
Right,
so
exactly.
In Venezuela, for instance, yeah. And I bet China's one of them too.
We're not saying it's Asia because they have better solar whatever. No, it's because the government of China has made electricity cheap there.
Okay.
Well, and part of that centralization, another problem with proof of work is because mining hardware costs $2,000 a piece and it's valid for a couple years, and they're consuming, the Bitcoin network is consuming the electricity of a small country. Every day you've got literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of money leaving the network to pay the hardware manufacturers, to pay the electric companies, and to pay the bandwidth providers, you know, along with rent and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is you have to have new money from new investors coming into Bitcoin to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars every day just to tread water.
Just to pay the power bill.
So you're saying that's what gives its competitive disadvantage. That means
it's interesting.
Inevitably something is ripe for a flippening.
Well, I mean, that's one problem, I think, that just all proof-of-work coins suffer from.
Right.
And with Ripple, with XRP, with the XRPL, and the consensus algorithm that it runs on, you don't have any of that. The fees actually get burned, so that the value, instead of exiting the network, is being returned to the existing holders. It's kind of like with fiat, when they inflate, they steal the value from all the existing dollar holders. Well, if they were to burn dollars, that value would return to the dollar holders.
Now, isn't one of the strong... I presume you've got a little more time to talk about this, because... So stand by, if you would. Sam is with us here from Texas, talking about how he believes Bitcoin's got some serious problems, and he's a Ripple fan, which is...
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that also centralized? That's what I've heard. I'm sure Sam's going to have an answer.
Square that one.
So we'll find out. 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450...
It was Craig Wright.
3733.
Satoshi.
Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is pounding the northern Bahamas with wind gusts of up to 220 miles per hour. Joy Diberlew of the Ministry of Tourism says the Category 5 storm is devastating.
We know that Hurricane Dorian is a very slow-moving hurricane, and so the fact that it is anticipated to be 24 hours in the Abacos and as long a time in Grand Bahama. We're hoping that Abaco, certainly we can get out and about.
It's the most powerful Atlantic hurricane on record. President Trump is tracking Dorian.
It's one of the largest we've ever seen. Its effects will be felt hundreds of miles or more from the eye of the storm, and long before it potentially makes landfall.
Forecasters now predict it will veer northeastward after passing the Bahamas and head up the eastern seaboard. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The live Sunday edition of the program here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We started out talking about Siri and sex recordings. If we get the chance, we can continue that. There's more about India and people becoming stateless there. We'll get into that, too. But we've got Sam I Am on the line from Texas. He is a critic of the original Bitcoin, BTC, that started everything back in 2009. That was created by Satoshi Nakamoto. Still, no one knows to this day who that actually is. There are a few different claimants. There's also that Pakistani guy who believes in numerology. Did you hear about this one?
I have not seen that one.
Recently, yeah. He's the latest guy that came out. And like
that was a pretty quick pass, though, wasn't it?
You know,
I mean, Craig Wright's way better at milking this stuff.
He is. Yeah, he is. So, local.bitcoin.com, one of the sponsors here, wants you to check out Bitcoin Cash and buy and sell it. As a matter of fact, you can do that with dozens of payment methods over at local.bitcoin.com. They just launched this site back in June, so it's pretty much still brand new. And you ought to check it out, local.bitcoin.com. The nice thing about this platform is there's no ID requirement to get on the site and create an account. And that's because the site itself never actually holds the Bitcoin Cash. You keep that in your wallet, and then they use smart contracts to actually conduct the sale. So the site itself doesn't touch the funds. And that means they don't have to ask for your ID, which is pretty cool. And that also means they're encrypting communications between buyers and sellers. So if you're looking for an actual global platform that respects your privacy, look no further than local.bitcoin.com. We go back to Sam IM from Texas. Sam, you were just, you know, you'd criticized the proof of work that secures the Bitcoin network as too costly, basically. It's just an overhead that's unnecessary. It's more centralized. And you then just at the end of the last segment kind of brought up Ripple. I happen to know from, you know, following you online in the last few years that you've become quite a fan of Ripple. Now, as I understand Ripple, and I probably don't understand it well, I'll admit that, it was created by a corporation, and I believe, didn't they create it before Bitcoin?
Yeah, so it goes back to a guy named Ryan Fugger, who had the idea of basically being able to issue an asset digitally and allow your friends to create trust lines. And then, you know, you create this kind of sharing network based on how much you want to trust other people. And that was, before Bitcoin, Ripple, or it was Open Labs at the time, took that concept, turned it into Ripple, then became Ripple Labs, and then shortened their name to just Ripple. Originally, everything was called Ripple, but it was too much being called the same name, kind of like the Bitcoin network and the actual token are both called Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, right.
So they changed it to, over a year ago, changed it to XRP, and the network that XRP runs on is the XRPL or the XRP Ledger, which is also a decentralized exchange. So, you know, for instance, if you wanted to open the Bank of Ian and issue grams of gold or silver digitally, you could do that. I could create a trust line to you, and then you could send me these digital grams of gold, and you know, we can trade and so forth from there. So it really, you know, when I look at Bitcoin, I think of Napster. You know, it brought about a revolution. It was the start of peer-to-peer networks. But it had all these shortcomings.
Sure.
And, you know, there were lots of clones, Kazaa and LimeWire and eMule and eDonkey that came after it.
But
it wasn't until BitTorrent came along because it represented a paradigm shift. You know, you had the swarm, the way it handled a swarm when new content comes onto the network, and it really just did things far, far better. And I think that's what the XRPL really represents.
Okay, but isn't Ripple controlled by a corporation at the end of the day?
Well, so they are a corporation, and they make software that they sell to banks. So they have revenue coming in the door. The XRPL, though, is open source, decentralized. It's a project that anybody can contribute code to. Now, kind of like the Bitcoin Foundation, Ripple maintains developers that maintain the XRPL ledger and the code base.
Could they kill it if they wanted to? Could they pervert it if they wanted to?
No, that's the ultimate question. If Ripple went out of business,
that central control.
If Ripple went out of business tomorrow, the XRPL would continue on and you could still trade Ripple. So,
could it be upgraded? Could the software continue to be developed if they went out of business?
It's all open source, so anybody that wanted to...
The same way by consensus by servers on the blockchain, right?
Mm-hmm. So anybody can run with Ripple. You're saying there's a full node program, and anybody who wants to with a computer can jump into that?
So Ripple doesn't use miners. It uses what are called validators, and it's just a far cheaper way to do the same thing that Bitcoin tries to do with mining, which is order transactions and prevent double spend. But it does it with, you know, a little 2U rack mount server that is about equivalent to like a mid-sized email server.
I see.
And right now there's about 200 total validators, but only 32 of them are in what's called the UNL or the Universal Node List. So.
Now, hold on. Are these validators getting paid for the work that they're doing? Because, like, with Bitcoin mining, the miners, when they do find a block, will get, you know, a reward. So are these validators, these 200, getting paid, or are these, like, volunteers?
They're not. The reason that the companies and individuals want to run a validator is because they get utility from actually using XRP. So they're coming out of pocket, you know, $2,000 to $5,000 typically for one of these servers. You can spend more if you want SSD drives and a full node history.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're running it at their own expense. There's exchanges that are running validators.
So these mostly companies that are, you know, that are running these, because 200 isn't a lot, right? Like Bitcoin has, I think, 10,000 full nodes the last time I looked within the last couple of years. So you're not talking about a very large network there.
You're not, but that's one of the other paradigm shifts. The reason Bitcoin is so big is because there's that financial incentive. And because
but not just, to run a full node. Those don't pay anything. If you're just running a full node, you're...
That seems to be a hobbyist thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's 10,000 people doing that. I don't know how many people are mining Bitcoin. That's a good question. That I don't know.
So one of the differences is with consensus is anybody can set up a validator and run it.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to actually be part of the core network that's processing the transactions and so forth, you have to gain the trust of the other validators and have them include you on their list of nodes that they cooperate with.
And how do you do that? Do you, like, go to a Ripple convention and, you know, have drinks with them?
No. So you identify yourself. You know, make it be known. I'm so-and-so, and I'm running this validator.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look for, you know, your uptime, your metrics. They want to know that you're running a valid node, that you don't have nefarious intentions, and that you're going to be able to keep up and process transactions as needed.
With it being that simple, what do you think the stumbling block is to get more buy-in to the Ripple network? Like, what's the holdup?
Well, you have to volunteer to do it, and there's thousands of dollars you'd have to spend to run a validator. That's one holdup.
Okay.
So it sounds like there's a competitive disadvantage here, Sam, that I like your perspective that on Bitcoin being the first to market only and subject to competition, because you point out its competitive disadvantage, but it seems like with Ripple not having that incentive built in, that the next version that comes along might beat it out based on that by having the incentive to entry to host the network.
Well, there's already Stellar Lumens, right, that sort of spawned from Ripple, if I recall correctly. Like, somebody who worked at Ripple went over and created the Stellar Lumens, and that's supposed to be even more open source, as I understand it. But I don't know. If you have any comments on that, Sam, did you want to stick with us for a little bit more?
Who is Craig Wright?
Sure. All right, stand by.
Who is Satoshi?
The toll-free number. Maybe it's Sam. I don't know. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here, the toll-free number, or on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. That's where Sam is, and he sounds almost like he's sitting here with us. That's discord.lrn.fm. More coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. Join us here. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Adam.
And you can also call in on our Discord call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm, and that's where you will sound almost like you're sitting here with us. That's how Sam sounds, almost like you're sitting here in our Keene, New Hampshire studios, which is where you have sat in the past on a number of occasions. You used to be on this program on a weekly basis, so it's, we miss you, man.
I miss you guys, too.
So we're talking about Ripple. And that is something that you are a huge fan of. You criticized, and I think rightfully so, the Bitcoin network. It is not a perfect system. It is, you know, it is flawed, I think, in some ways. And they are riding on the success that they had in the initial days. I mean, there's no doubt about that in my mind.
Well, they can also alter the network with.
But have they?
In small increments.
Yeah,
yes.
they did Segwit, the segregated witness, which I'm not even going to start to try to explain because I couldn't even really do a good job of it, and there's no real reason to because it really hasn't done much of anything at all.
Right. Well, what
it's
I'm saying,
unremarkable.
What I'm saying is if some altcoin, Ripple included, has some special feature that, oh my God, the masses just fall in love with and it starts to catch up, right, then the people, like, you know, in control of the code for Bitcoin can vote.
They can, but will they? Because again, when you're on the top of the hill, when you're the king of the hill, you know, a lot of times you're not paying that close of attention to what the other little people are doing. You're kind of resting on your laurels. You're taking it easy. I mean, you got 69% right now of the entire global market.
Yeah,
you're sitting pretty, and that's when a competitor can eat your lunch before you've even known what's happened.
That's what makes it exciting is we don't know if there's going to be like a sort of long-term traditional asset model of competition here or if suddenly there's going to be a market recognition. Oh, that coin has superior code and it could all flip. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm any kind of expert here, but I know that it could happen in a relatively short period of time in a way that's historically unprecedented. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can imagine Bitcoin's market share, but it would have to be all significant altcoins going down to like less than 10% and something coming out of the blue. And it might be just a couple of months to make that. And that could happen.
And we may not have ever heard of it before.
Right.
Yeah. And the problem is with the saturation of thousands upon thousands of altcoins, Like, what is that one coin going to do to distinguish itself significantly from that pack?
Kanye coin. That could do it.
Right. Libra coin?
Libra. What are they going to do? Get a Facebook behind it.
Sam, go ahead. I'm sorry. You're trying to break in there. Go ahead.
Let me add some perspective to what's going to set, I think, XRP apart from Bitcoin. While Bitcoin's struggling to process 7 transactions per second, Ripple's doing 1,500. While Bitcoin's transaction time is, 20 minutes to, I had one during the bull run that took 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Ripple, XRP is doing transactions in 3 to 4 seconds.
Can that volume scale, though?
What's that?
Can that volume for Ripple scale? Because
you can set up payment channels, which can process over 50,000 transactions per second. The 1,500 per second is the on-ledger, native processing.
But there's a bunch of cryptos that do that, right? Like there's a
off-ledger,
but they're not decentralized, trustless. They don't have all that. They usually compromise on one property or another.
All right. So I want to get your comments on Stellar, which, as I understand it, is the number one competitor to Ripple. And I'm just going to read something from FX Empire because I'd rather not spout off about either of them. I don't know enough about it. If nobody were here with us tonight, he's done a lot of research on Stellar. I'm sure he could comment on that. But
nobody knows anything about Stellar.
The idea behind Ripple, writes this piece, is the ability for banks to make international transfers within seconds at almost no cost. The founders decided to create Ripple to overcome challenges of the existing cross-border payment systems, including slowness, inefficiency, and high cost. And I think that's a good thing. I'm glad to see development in the area of helping banks be more competitive and lower cost. Going on, though, Ripple relies on distributed ledger technology that ends the need for third parties when transferring money across borders, cuts costs, and reduces time spent. XRP, Ripple, is also used for banks thanks to its ability to provide liquidity. Although the target audience of Ripple is banks, everyone is welcome to use it, and banks are certainly not the only ones who have already put it to good use. So then they have a little bit about Stellar, and they say that it was one of the founders of Ripple, Jed McCaleb, created Stellar. As with Ripple, Stellar refers to the technology, while XLM or Lumens refers to the cryptocurrency. Stellar's like Ripple in that it allows for quick and affordable sending and receiving of funds. It also has coding similar to Ripple, which should be unsurprising considering their shared founder. Their difference lies in whom the blockchain and token target. Stellar Lumens is for the average person, particularly those in the developing areas of the world, although banks can still use it. The focus of Stellar is on increasing the abilities of those in poor or less developed countries to interact in the global economy with nearly instant and highly affordable transactions. Their protocol allows for direct exchange of fiat currencies in cases of high activity, but it typically converts the sender's money to Lumens, then converts the Lumens to the receiver's currency. So it does a similar thing where it's helping people convert fiat currencies into crypto to move across borders with a different focus. I just want to get your opinion on that, Sam, as somebody who's a huge Ripple fanatic. Would you call yourself a Ripple maximalist, or are you into some other cryptos too?
I like Monero, certainly, and I'm also watching Elixir, which is another privacy-focused coin that's making its way through early trials and so forth.
Okay, cool.
Everything you just read is right. Jeb McCaleb was part of the early team or founders of Ripple. He kind of got sent packing. I think it was probably because of the whole Mt. Gox hack and the disappeared Bitcoins came out of an account that he controlled, but the contract said, well, you can't come after me if anything happens.
Hmm.
So he went off and did his own thing. Is it a competitor to Ripple? Yes. But I think people also make the mistake of assuming that XRP is only going to be used by Ripple for cross-border payments. Ripple has set up something called Xspring, which is a foundation that develops use cases around XRP and the XRP ledger. And in the last 18 months, they've spent $500 million doing just that. They gave to Forte, they gave $100 million to develop a gaming use case, an ecosystem around XRP.
Hmm.
They have a company called Coil, which I mentioned to you on Twitter recently, that does micropayments. So my YouTube channel, when Coil subscribers come in, I'm getting streamed fractions of a penny, and they've sent over 1 billion micropayments so far to date. And there's 20 different companies.
Which is something else that Bitcoin has failed at. I will inject this here, that there were earlier days of Bitcoin, there were sites like Watch My Bit that one of our listeners actually came up with, Doug, that was all about paying people for their YouTube or paying people for their videos that they're creating. And that site can't exist anymore on the Bitcoin blockchain. It's just not possible. It's too expensive to send a Bitcoin payment. Well, you know what, Sam, I got to say, I appreciate the call tonight. Do you have any Stellar?
I don't.
No. Okay.
And I lost all my Monero in a boating accident.
just like every other good libertarian.
It fell to the bottom of the ocean.
Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, we'll leave it at that for tonight.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. That's Sam. He, longtime listeners will remember him as a co-host here on Free Talk Live. He spent a number of years in Keene doing some just amazing pro-freedom documentary work, and it was actually back in Texas when he lived there prior to Keene, where he kind of got his feet wet doing that stuff, including a really amazing video. I think it was called The Court of Public Opinion.
I've watched that, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's a classic, pro-freedom kind of inside the courts craziness system. Let's go to Captain Kickass. You're on Free Talk Live watching on Twitch. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
I wanted to real quick talk about microdosing. It's kind of like microdosing, except it's when you take a crap and barely anything comes out.
Captain, how poetic.
Unfortunately, the FCC doesn't like what they call excretory functions when people talk about things like that.
Even if it's within the language requirements.
Yeah, that's actually probably, that's something that the FCC would probably consider as very offensive. And it's ridiculous, you know, because everybody does it. So it's something that everybody can relate to.
I can't remember the last time I microdosed.
Everybody poops.
Indeed, that's true. So on the way here tonight, stateless people.
In India.
We've got to get into this because, a lot of people want to be stateless. That's like a goal.
You would think, that's why I think it's interesting.
Yeah, in this case, people have been thrown into that status.
Yes, I think 2 million is what the headline
without requesting it. So that'll be a shock to the system. And so we'll get into it. The toll-free number if you want to join us here on the live Sunday edition is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. That's where you can go, by the way, 24/7 and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at discord.lrn.fm. And more coming up here in moments. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.